Miami-Dade school officials will track how much minority-owned subcontractors are paid and create a new program to make sure district contracts are properly awarded. Last month, the Urban League of Miami and local NAACP released an audit they said showed black-owned businesses received a disproportionately low share of district contracts. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says he appreciated the response.
Some individuals were a little disturbed, perhaps, by the conversation. I was not. I welcomed the conversation. It is a result of that input that we can perfect our policy and fix it once and for all.
The changes come after Carvalho met with black community leaders. The district is creating a program to hire more minority and women-owned small businesses. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.